From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The sound of chainsaws used in the cleanup after a deadly tornado touchdown in Ohio yesterday. Lake Township Police Chief Mark Hammer says two more people have died in the aftermath of the storms, raising the death toll to seven. More than a dozen people were hospitalized in Ohio, where a tornado cut a seven-mile-long path of destruction near Toledo. A line of severe storms moved through the Northeast today. BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward says he believes the cap on the broken well in the Gulf is likely to capture the majority, probably the vast majority, of the oil spewing into the water.
As we speak, the containment cap is producing around 10,000 barrels of oil a day to the surface, probably the vast majority.
Hayward also told the BBC today that the oil company hopes a second containment system will be in place by next weekend. The inverted funnel-like cap is being closely monitored by BP engineers and government officials. Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports as tar bulls continue to wash ashore on some of Florida's most pristine beaches, some residents say they can't sit and wait around for BP to clean up miles of polluted shoreline.
Instead of just walking along the beach, Pensacola residents Didi Kazi and Scotty Womack are squatting.
This is oil. It comes in and there's some bottle caps in there too and cigarette butts, which I can't see.
A crew of about five BP workers are standing just steps away, decked out in white hazmat suits, shoveling oil. But the couple is taking matters into their own stained latex-gloved hands.
Because it just comes up and then it lays on the top, you can get it.
Yeah.
Can actually get it, and I think that everybody should be doing it.
We got about three bags, about half full yesterday doing our walk.
Even though officials warn beachgoers not to touch the oil, the couple says there's no way BP can clean all this up on its own. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Pensacola Beach.
Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is in the Central Asian country of Azerbaijan today. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Azerbaijan is a major supply route for U.S. resources into Afghanistan. Defense officials say since 2001, tens of thousands of military aircraft and supply trucks have crossed through the country, carrying U.S. and NATO troops and supplies into Afghanistan. But for all its strategic significance, the government of Azerbaijan has felt ignored by the U.S. Secretary Gates is paying a visit to try to fix that. Gates told reporters he's bringing a letter from President Obama expressing thanks for the government's cooperation. U.S. defense officials say they hope to build the relationship with Azerbaijan in order to fight the regional drug trade and terrorism. Secretary Gates will be in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, for less than 24 hours. The short visit is the first by a high-ranking U.S. official to the country since 2005. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Baku.
This is NPR News. Authorities say two young American men arrested Saturday at New York's JFK Airport were planning to train to kill American troops, but had yet to be accepted into a terrorist training program. Investigators were following 20-year-old Mohammed Alessa and 26-year-old Carlos Almonte for years. The two are charged with conspiring to kill, maim, and kidnap Americans. Authorities say they recorded Alessa saying he would outdo Major Nadel Hassan, the Army psychiatrist accused of shooting to death 13 people at Fort Hood last year. Tears of joy today from Spaniard Rafael Nadal. He beat Swede Robin Soderling for his fifth French Open title. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, with the win, Nadal now ties tennis legend Bjorn Borg's record of five French Open titles.
The victory Sunday also raises Nadal's world ranking from number two to number one as he bumps aside Roger Federer. Federer, who has been number one for 285 weeks of his career, was 1 week shy of breaking Pete Sampras's record of 286 weeks. The win is Nadal's fifth French Open title of the past 6 years. Soderling ousted Nadal in the fourth round of the tournament last year, but this year the Swede could do nothing to stop the Spaniard's force. Nadal beat Soderling in three sets in just 2 hours and 18 minutes. After falling to the court and then congratulating Soderling, Nadal sat in his chair, covered his face with his hands, and sobbed. Many Spaniards, including Queen Sofia, were in the audience at Paris's Roland Garros Stadium to cheer Nadal on. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is headed to Latin America and the Caribbean to talk about a host of issues with foreign leaders. They include security, U.S. immigration policy, and ongoing tensions over the coup in Honduras last year. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.